Welcome to Calabasas, A Living History, the ongoing feature here on CTV that explores the roots of our community and introduces you to those people who we think make it such a special place to live. I'm your host, John Losing, and on today's program, we get to meet and visit with two people who are very much connected to the local Calabasas lore, Mac and Alice Stell. Now, both were instrumental in the formation of the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District, with Alice Stell also a founder of the Las Virgenes Unified School District. And what better place to be recording our show today than right here at Alice C. Stell Middle School in Calabasas, named after our guest today. We welcome Mac and Alice Stell to the program, and I ought to say at the outset that these fine folks have been married 66 years, and that in itself deserves a Medal of Honor. So thank you for coming out today on this warm afternoon in Calabasas.
Oh, thank you.
Our pleasure.
You folks live in Thousand Oaks now, but for 50 years you were in Hidden Hills. What 50, brought you out?
51.
51 years. What brought you to the area, and why did you move out to Southern California originally?
We lived in San Marino. Yeah. And the company, North American Aviation, mm-hmm. was going to move us out to the Cuyahoga Park so that they could conduct their business up on the hill, mm-hmm. which is the one on down in the canyon there.
So you chose Hidden Hills as the place to live, huh?
Well, we looked at every house around, I think, and we decided that Hidden Hills, with its one-acre parcel, lots of nice people, apparently, just was perfect for what we were looking for.
How'd you get involved, Mac, in forming a city? Because it was part of L.A. County, and you were involved with making that community and turning it into a city, correct?
The thing was triggered by an incident one Sunday morning. Everybody woke up with no water to take a shower.
Oh, boy.
And the telephones began to dance on the walls. And everybody was saying, well, what happened? When are we going to get water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And, of course, there was nobody at the end of the line that knew, because being Sunday morning, none of the regular people that worked in the sales offices were there.
And so you thought by having your own city, you could have a little bit more control over services such as water and electricity and so forth?
Well, we already have the control over the mutual water company, mm-hmm. that we had.
Right.
And the mutual was owned and run by the developer. So it was really, had to get a hold of him. Somebody knew. Mm-hmm. Or where his telephone number was, and we got it. And the one fellow, who was a very nice chap, came to work that day, made a few corrections, and we got limited amount of water out. But it really told us all a message that water was scarce in this part of the world, and something had to be done. And the obvious thing to do was to look towards the city of Los Angeles, mm-hmm. whom we are coterminous with boundaries. And the city responded to us, but it had a long requirement list. It seemed almost impossible for us. So the idea would come that we can do two things. We can incorporate and become our own city and be cooperative with the city of Los Angeles, and probably could get temporary water from them. That turned out to be not quite true. But as time went on, it became obvious that the city of Los Angeles was going to impose all of their standard requirements for their own areas. And that didn't seem to fit our operation with us as horse people in a nice community that's independent, and we looked at the county. The county sort of said, we don't really think we want to have you as a city. We said, that's the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. And they finally agreed with us.
Yeah. And well, Alice was
went.
And you were instrumental also, not only in cityhood and Hidden Hills, but the formation of the school district, Las Virgenes School District, in the 60s. And besides helping unification get started, you also helped convince voters to vote on the initial bond, which raised the money to build the initial facilities. And Alice went on to serve another four terms in the school board. How did the idea for the school district get started?
When we moved to Hidden Hills, we were charmed with the little country school down on Las Virgenes Road. And we sent our kids there, though lots of people in Hidden Hills sent their kids to L.A. City. But it was just a very comfortable, nice school, very friendly. And so I began working in the PTA, and I really enjoyed it. And about that time, it became obvious that they were going to annex us to Los Angeles, because we were a small, not very practical school, this size mm-hmm. of school district.
So they wanted Hidden Hills and this area to become part of the Los Angeles Unified
yes.
School District.
And that's when Los Angeles decided to unify, and that left us as a remnant of the old Los Angeles High School District. Mm-hmm. We were a remnant along with Palos Verdes and Topanga. Palos Verdes unified, Topanga next to Los Angeles, and we were left all by ourselves. So there was only one thing for us to do, and that was to unify.
So when you say we, that includes kids and families who were living in Calabasas, Agoura Hills, even Westlake
yes.
Village?
Well, mm-hmm. Westlake Village didn't exist at that time.
That's right. In the 60s.
Agoura was a real country area. Hidden Hills was the most populated area and produced the most children for the school.
Huh.
And so we were, we went on a long march to unify, and it turned out to be quite a technical problem. We even had to get a little change in the law by going through the legislature in order to be eligible to unify.
What was the initial bond? How much was the money that you raised? And what were the first schools that you built?
Well, it's more exciting than that. The first district, the first effort to unify, pass the bonds and unify the district failed by 3 votes. But we put on another election, and we had a lot of opposition. And people thought we could never do it on our own, and the Los Angeles was a known entity.
Mm-hmm.
But we put on another election, and this time everybody in the district came out and voted. And we made it by 3 votes.
No kidding.
So it was really marvelous.
And that was for unification, and how much money did you raise?
It was about $6 million. Mm-hmm. And then a state loan, state school building loan.
Well, with the money, you built
Agoura
High School?
Agoura High School, Round Meadow Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
and I think we had the money for one more elementary school. But then, of course, as the water came to the district and we had more and more people coming and more kids growing really rapidly, the problem was to keep up with the growth,
yeah,
which meant that for a while, I think we had a bond or a state loan election every year. And I felt like we were always campaigning
uh-huh.
to pass those bonds. But we did. The community was very supportive by that time. And
well, there was such tremendous growth at the time, and I suppose you had to keep going back to the residents.
Yeah,
please hand it over, because that's how you built your schools.
That's right.
Yeah. The opposition was from people who didn't want to see the growth, Mac, do you think, or the people who just didn't think that
they didn't think
that you and Alice and the school district could get it done on your own?
That's right.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, you know, at that time was a known entity. Everybody understood that they knew how to put on a school program, and we were just a little elementary district, and so we had to start from scratch. We hired a consultant from UCLA to put together the curriculum, and we had to hire somebody to supervise the building, and we just had all these things that had to be done.
Mm-hmm. And Mac, all this time you're working, were you helping out with the school district at this time?
We had a policy. She dealt with schools, and I dealt with water.
They were the water district.
But now we exchanged conversation in bed.
Never talk politics in bed. But you were involved with the water district also, correct?
Yes.
What capacity?
We wouldn't have had a school district if we didn't have the water. And I was very interested in the school district. Mm-hmm. So a friend and I, Eleanor de Carteret, put together a little newspaper. It was, by today's standards, it was pathetic, but it was the first newspaper in the area. And eventually it became the Las Virgenes Enterprise, mm-hmm. which still exists, though not the way I like it.
And that was to help get the word out and communicate the news and get all the messages around?
Because in the early days, the L.A. Times never mentioned the Calabasas Agoura area.
Yeah.
And we didn't have enough money to put out flyers all the time. So we started the newspaper, and we charged $2.50 for a year's subscription.
That's outrageous, Alice. By today's standards, what a gift.
Well, anyway, it was a fun thing to do. I really enjoyed that period of my life.
Where were all the kids going? Now, you said your kids were going to a little school down in Las Virgenes. Where were they going to high school? Was it El Camino? Where were they going?
El Camino didn't exist at that point.
That they wasn't even around.
Canoga Park High.
Canoga Park High School.
My boys went to Canoga Park, and all the high school kids did. And it took us 4 years to put together Agoura High School. And before that, we had a interdistrict attendance arrangement with Los Angeles.
Well, Mac, how many kids did you all have, and how many are you still in touch with? Because you've raised quite a few, I understand.
Well, there were 17 that actually survived us.
So 17 children that you and Alice raised, and some of them were foster kids?
Not all at once.
Yeah.
They were over a period of years.
Well, they had to be at least 17 years apart. But actually some were foster kids, right?
Yes.
You raised your foster kids?
We had five natural children.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until our youngest was ready to go to college that we started taking foster children. And the foster kids, we're still in touch with about six of them.
Is that right?
And the rest of them came and went and had their own set of problems.
And these were children that you raised in your home?
Yes.
For 5, 10, 15 years?
That I cooked for every night.
You were more than a mom. You were chief cook and bottle washer for
That's
all these
right.
kids. Getting back to the schools, you know, with today, Alice, with growth kind of at a standstill and schools struggling to keep revenues up, how do you feel about the talk of, well, you know, now it's time to go in the other direction, maybe close down a school? Is that important?
I know that Las Virgenes Unified has declining enrollment, but so far they've managed to fill the schools up. They take some kids from Woodland Hills, and so they haven't talked about closing any. The time may come.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a community matures, and this one is maturing, the number of children go down.
How did you feel about the news that this middle school where we are today was going to be named after you? Congratulations, the Alice Cestel Middle School.
I was thrilled beyond belief.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, she was.
We were on a cruise in the Mediterranean when I got the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just dumbfounded.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful campus, and I know it took a lot of work to put in. There was a lot of due diligence and a lot of involvement with the community to get it built, but it really is wonderful. What we want to do is take a quick time out, and come back and visit more and talk more about the formation of the Water District and the problems facing the community today and how things were back then in the 50s and 60s. So we'll be right back as Living History continues here on CTV.
In nature, we see reflections of our children. The tree is the strong one, the ocean rambunctious and untamed. Like our children, each brings something wonderful and unique. They add color, they bring life. And to choose the sky over the water would be like choosing one child over the next. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. To learn how you and your employer can help, visit our website.
Las Virgenes Municipal Water District is enjoying its 50th anniversary this year. It was formed in 1958 and includes some 65,000 residents in a 125,000 square mile area that includes Calabasas. And this year, the Water District, in honor of the 50th anniversary, has begun naming Citizens of the Month, and the first Citizens of the Month, none other than Allison Mack Stell. Mack, how did you get involved with the Water District 50 years ago?
As a result of a water shortage in Hidden Hills, I became elected by the local people in Hidden Hills as a part of the operation of the Hidden Hills Mutual Water Company, which was a full-blown water company and approved and recommended by the state and other interesting characters. So it wasn't exactly a fly-by-night. My background fit pretty well with the water system.
And what was your background?
Well, I was working for North American Aviation on a project for building a commercial nuclear power plant. And as a part of that, I was handling all of the hydraulics on that project, and so it seemed like that background would fit well with the Water District, or the Mutual Water Company. And as time went on, we learned where all the wells were and who to talk to get them fixed and all get everything back on its feet again after our total disaster of that Sunday morning. Following that, we set up an office which had never been set up before, invited the people to come and pay their bills to us directly if they wanted to, have a little chat. Some did, some didn't. It worked pretty well.
Yeah. Now, how did you decide? Oh, I think it's interesting because you told me earlier that the people who originally moved out here relied on well water, and that makes sense. There were no pipes and there were no aqueducts. It was all ground water. So for many years, that's what we survived on out here. But as the district was formed, you started to have to build a network of pipes and a distribution network. Is that correct? Was that the challenge for you, is to figure out where to put all the pipes and where to direct all the water and how to deliver it to all the homes?
Well, that incorporated both things, because the foundation that we already had, which was the pipes in the ground and connections to the various houses.
So much of that was already here. Okay.
And then water meters were in place and all that sort of stuff. So the Water District, the Mutual Water Company, was well suited to take care of this. But it would have worked quite well if there had been enough water in the ground to continue to service longer than it was apparently doing now. The original subdivider must have been aware of this, because the records show that he drilled something like 45 holes in the ground as wells, and only 13 of them actually produced water. And that was fairly poor. And what happened was, over the that Sunday, was just an accident that the chap who was taking care of leaks and other mismatching things going on in the water company, he didn't come in that day. And so after we got back to him on Monday morning, we began to get it put back together again, and we were limping along, and everybody was put on, and there were some very angry people who, mm-hmm. "You can't do this to me," type.
Well, water is very important.
Oh, you bet your life.
It is very important. So was there a vote to form the district and then a certain amount of money that you had to raise? Like the school district, well, there was an initial bond. What did you have to do for the water?
Well, we had to research some of it. And, of course, we were talking with the folks in Agoura who had an episode with the county who came and, well, they formed a district. It wasn't a water district. It was, I forget now exactly what they called it. But anyway, the county sanitation districts came over and drilled a hole right straight horizontally into Lady Face Mountain.
Oh boy, and they didn't like that, did they?
Full determination of whether they were going to have water or not, not investigated prior to this. And of course, the formation of the district, they had to put up a lot of money. And when they got a dry hole, they didn't have any water and they didn't have any money left. So they had to live it. And it was just coincidental at about the time that the bonds that they were paying on for the hole they drilled in the Lady Face was coming to a closure, the last would be, and they were so glad to get rid of that money going to the county that they formed together and they said, let's all get together and see if we can solve this as one big problem. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we worked.
That's how the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District was formed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was in that group of people for the whole area.
Did you know initially that it was going to service Agoura Hills, Calabasas, Westlake Village,
Hidden Hills? That was the object.
And that was, now, how was that geographical area set? Because that was the Las Virgenes Valley?
There
were people living in
it. You had the population out here.
It had a population. Yeah. Now, the assessed valuation of Hidden Hills was 10 times the assessed valuation of anybody else in the district.
Combined. Yeah.
And so Hidden Hills sort of had position.
Yeah, right.
Had a strong position. And so that drifted us in some being able to talk to the other folks, mm-hmm. and get them on our bandwagon.
Yeah, well, it's funny to learn how the tiny community of Hidden Hills has had kind of steered schools and water for the rest of us down the years. And you were surprised to learn, I understand, that initially the water district formed to provide potable water only, but then you found out you also had to provide sewer services as well, correct?
That's
yes.
Right. If you have water, you have to have a place to get rid of the dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was horrified to find that we had to go through this whole rigmarole again in order to form to make the water district work. But of course there were lots of other people involved, particularly in Agoura. The Agoura Chamber of Commerce had a water committee that had looked into how to get water to the area for years, and we finally got together with them, and then we had an attorney from downtown Los Angeles, Mr. Doherty, a very old-fashioned Western lawyer who knew about water and who had all kinds of connections. And he worked with the district to get us into the position where we could be next to the city of Metropolitan Water District.
And that's where all of the water comes from today, is Metropolitan Water District, and up north and yes. State Water Project, and
yes.
and out of the mountains up north. But Mac, fast forwarding to today, is there less development than you originally planned for,
yes.
because of all the open space? You were kind of counting on actually providing water to even a bigger population. Is that correct?
That's right. And that was one of the reasons that Metropolitan was willing to take us, and was also the reason that we would like to do it, but it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
To suddenly be responsible for everybody. But as it turned out, it wasn't so scary after all, and we did embrace the whole area.
How long were you on the water board? How many years, how many terms did you serve on the water board?
I think it was something like 22 or 23 years.
Uh-huh. No, Mac, it was 33.
33, okay.
He's eliminating the bad years. He's just forgetting about those, aren't you, Mac?
Right.
And how many years were you on the school board?
25.
25 years. And you finally decided to step down just to move on with your lives. What are you folks doing today? How do you take care of yourselves? Do you visit with the kids? Do you get out and walk? What's on your daily schedule these days?
Well, we visit with the kids. They live all over California, so I don't see them as often as I would like, but we talk on the phone almost every day. And there are lots of activities in University Village where we're living.
In
Thousand Oaks. And
yeah.
So we participate in that when we travel.
Getting back to water for just a second, and you've seen over those 32 years a lot of ups and downs, droughts, and then periods of good hydration and water. We're in a period now where water is a concern. Is it any worse now than it's been in past droughts, or is it bad and getting worse because we've reached just this maximum build-out and consumption mode? How do you see the future in water for this Las Virgenes district?
Well, the Las Virgenes district depends 100% on its water from Metropolitan. And so their board of directors guides the whole Metropolitan Water District through a 50-plus membership of other water agencies throughout Southern California. Now, of course, the number one largest is the City of Los Angeles member, and they have 8 people on the board.
Las Virgenes
finally got our membership on the board, we had just one person, a member of the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District Board, would take that position.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the early members also became a member of the Metropolitan Water District Board. As time went on, I eventually inherited that position too, and spent the next 20 years working for both boards. So I began to understand California's and our local area in detail, as to who is going to be where and what to do. I have to admit that the district is very complex, and some parts of it seem to disappear. We never heard from them. And to this day, that's a subject of considerable debate as to whether or not we should begin to enforce some more kinds of rules on the whole district, so that we can meet many of our requirements, and I mean many requirements, on both the quality of the water that we deliver to the homes and the quality of water that we release to run to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have a very large system of water in between. It takes the processed water coming from the treatment plant that has been thoroughly cleansed and sterilized, so that it's still water under very suspicious conditions, but they are being delivered through another system, totally independent, into certain areas that we can legally place water. The principal one being the center dividers with trees and other growth being accumulated. And we've also worked with the department and the California legislature to enhance the streets with the access to this water. So you can see around the community all of these nice...
Well, it's beautiful, but it takes water, and that's got to be kind of frustrating to a water district.
And it's water. So we're using as much of the water as we can. Mm-hmm. And the objective, at least for me when I was on the board...
Well, as much of the reclaimed water.
The reclaimed water.
Yeah.
The reclaimed water was to have process 100% mm-hmm. of the time, so that there would be no water going into the ocean.
Yeah, it's an admirable goal. Mac talked about the quality of the water. How about the quality of the education today? Is it different, better than it was 50
years
ago?
Oh, it's much better than it was.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because of technology? Because of the quality of teachers? How is it better?
The district is just doing everything it's supposed to do in terms of teacher quality mm-hmm. and curriculum development and offering as many diverse kinds of opportunities to the students that they can. And I think there's no comparison between the old Las Virgenes Elementary School and what the kids get now.
Yeah, we've come a long way. And the newest school, if it's any indication, the Alice C. Stell Middle School, it's state-of-the-art and a nice one. Folks, thanks for being with us on Living History. It's been fun. I've enjoyed picking your brain and going down memory lane. And thank you for being with us on this edition of Calabasas, A Living History, our tribute to Mac and Alice Stell, true pioneers in the water district and the school district. So join us again as we take another trip down memory lane and continue to explore the history of this community we call home. For everybody here on CTV's Living History, I'm John Losing. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again. So long.